We continue to pray for our education focus, and today it is libraries, librarians, and books. Did you know that California requires school libraries to provide inclusive and diverse materials prohibiting the banning of books based on their content? There are two bills, AB 1078 and AB 1825. The AB 1078 prohibits school boards from banning books and instructional materials that include diverse perspectives, and it mandates school libraries must provide access to materials that reflect the contributions of various groups, including different genders, ethnicities, and sexual orientations. The law emphasizes the importance of inclusive curriculum and requires school districts to ensure students have access to sufficient and appropriate textbooks and instructional materials, including all of this. The California Freedom to Read Act requires public and school libraries, so not just school ones, public, to establish policies preventing the banning of books based on race, nationality, sexual orientation, or gender identity. As a result, school libraries must include books and materials representing a wide variety of perspectives, contributions from various communities, including ensuring students can learn about the roles and contributions of historically marginalized groups, whoever those are. Is there a list? If a school board determines there are insufficient instructional materials, they must report this to the county superintendent, who then takes corrective action within a specific time frame. Failure to comply may result in state intervention to provide necessary materials. So what can you do? Speak up. Review the material. Ask for other diverse books to be added that include Jesus, that include other kinds of history that is healthy and clean. And it does allow for community input regarding library collections, allowing parents and guardians to voice concerns and request reconsideration of specific materials. You can also voice your concern as laws come up to the voting table at Real Impact Action Alerts. They have messages that you can automatically send. You just have to fill in your basic information. So, Father, we lift up this mess. You have the best book of all, the Bible. We pray that people will be, they won't see the bad books. They will be hidden, blind eyes to it, deaf ears. Librarians would direct them to things that would be of use to their education and not that have all this crap in it that is inappropriate, sexually explicit, and all of the others. We pray for more Bibles to get in, like the Bibles in Schools organization, Christian books to get in there, clean resources, healthy types of books that do not cause students to lower their standards or get confused and have more mental issues than they already have because of all the screen time and the sexual questionable identity. We pray, God, there'll be a ban on books that are divisive, that fuel anger, and that are hateful hatred, and that those would be hidden. And parents would review them. People would speak up. Christian librarians would have moral filters and guide students to books that will help, not harm. God, this is a tough situation, but you are the Lord of the impossible. So we pray, Father, that the books that children seek, and adult teenagers, would not be books that are dirty and ugly and awful and encourage immorality, illegality, more lawlessness, but instead would uprise their standards and help them to learn the things they need to do, reading, writing, and arithmetic. In Jesus' mighty name.